Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Morning, everyone. Greetings. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Christ, our Lord Jesus. I greet you well, brothers and sisters. You know, it's good to have you again one more day to see the new mercies that the Lord has bestowed upon us. I'm so glad that, you know, He has shown me new mercy that I can be here one more day among the living, you know, alive and well, with good health and strength, and we are all prospering. So I do thank the Lord for His richest blessings over our lives. It is prayer time, friends and family. So let us gather our hearts and our minds this morning, and let us fellowship once again. Let us pray. Father, we come before Your presence, O Lord. We give You thanks for Your grace and Your mercies. God, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your kindness, God. We thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for all the provisions that You have made in our life. We thank You, God, that You have kept us thus far throughout the rough times, throughout the good times, throughout the down times, throughout the up times. You have always been with us. You never left our side, God. You continue to be with us and to keep us in perfect peace and in good health, God. And even though every day is not the same, you know, sometimes we get sick, sometimes we lose our loved ones, you know, sometimes we get hungry, sometimes we get thirsty, but You're a provider in the midst of it all. No matter the storms that come, God, we stand high and we give You praise and honor and glory just the same, knowing that it will not always be good. We will have our rough times in our life also. So I thank You, God. So I pray that You may comfort the heart of Your people, even those that don't understand when they experience these rough times, God, in the bad times, in the good times. Bless them just to see Them, mighty God. Even when they murmur, when they praise You, bless them just to see Them, God. Comfort their hearts. I know that many of us have lost loved ones, God. I don't know who have lost anyone, but I pray that You may comfort their heart. If you have anyone that is sick, I pray God will heal them. You know, if your heart or your mind is broken, I pray for restoration. I pray for renewal. I pray that You may be touched by the hands of the Almighty God. I know that many of us need special prayer for many different reasons. Have someone in the hospital or something like that. But God, I pray that You may visit your homes wherever they are. Visit them, oh God, in the prison, in the hospital. Visit them, deliver them, God. Set them free. Break the chains from around their minds and their hearts and their souls that bind them, mighty God, and keep them in slavery and in captivity. Lord, set them free. Open the eyes of the blind that they might see Your good work, God, and come to glorify You, God, in heaven. We celebrate You for who You are and for the marvelous things that You have done. As we go away this morning, God, continue to walk with us as we drive, as we walk. Continue to be with us. Continue to keep us safe. Continue to keep us from accidents and incidents and timely deaths. Continue to keep us safe. Hold us in the palm of Thine hands. Oh God, these mercies we humble ask as we tell Our thanks for this awesome and beautiful and wonderful Tuesday morning that You have blessed us with. So have Your way in our life this morning. These mercies we ask as we tell Our thanks. In Jesus' awesome name, amen. And amen. Have a wonderful day, friends and family. May the grace of God be with you and His presence never leave you. And as always, stay connected. Shalom. Peace be unto you. God bless. Bye-bye.